What's going on? Y'all know what time it is. It's your boy, Dom Kizzy in the building. I can't wait to talk, and guess what? We gonna talk about it. Ooh. Hey, I know y'all miss your boy, man. It has been, I ain't gonna even say it's been a minute, but it's been longer than a minute. It's been a while. Oh my God. And that's why this episode is titled what it's titled, Way Overdue. Way overdue, man. First of all, I just want to thank all those who have downloaded previous episodes, man. This is, it's been a blessing, you know, because I can still see those who download. I can see, man, we all over the world, man. I even seen somebody from, Serbia? It had downloaded episode, and that to me is amazing, man, because you never know what impact you may have, or you never know, you know, that what you are saying, what you're talking about, has an impact on people, man, and they want to hear this, check it out. Even if they just listen for the first time, or they just want to see what's being talked about, what's being said, the fact that they're tuning in and just giving it a shot, man, I really, really, really appreciate all the love and support. But yeah, this is way overdue. This is actually the first recording of the year 2024. You know, we about 3 months in now. This is the third month in, and it's been a while. I think the last episode that I dropped was back in August. It was right around my birthday, August of last year, and I haven't dropped anything since. And it's not that I've been just that busy, but I normally try to wait to the first of the year to start recording, but I hadn't done anything. I know last year I kind of veered and started doing, you know, podcasting as far as like more visual, you know, so people can kind of see, you know, see me and stuff like that. But the audio, man, is where it's at, because I get to kind of be a little bit more free. And you know, I'm always on the move, but, you know, I have a greater audience when it comes to the audio versus the actual video side of it. So, you know, I don't want to leave, you know, my people hanging, man. You know, we family. I don't want to leave nobody hanging. But like I said, people are still downloading. I haven't even dropped anything. So I'm truly, truly greatly appreciative, you know, to everyone who has tuned in and who has, you know, just been a part of this journey. One of the reasons I would say that I've been MIA is just, man, you know, for those who don't know, who are new to my podcast, the podcast is Can't Wait to Talk, and basically it's talking about weight in all different shape, forms, and fashion, you know, whether it's physical weight, whether it's mental weight, you know, spiritual, you know, I want to talk about weight from every different angle, man, because what we don't realize is we all carry weight in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, we all carry it in some shape, form, or fashion. And if you're not, you know, if you're not paying attention, you know, you'll be carrying weight, be like, man, you know, why am I stressing? Why is this so heavy on me? You know, see, sometimes we use words that we don't even really pay attention to what we're using, but the reality of it is, you know, it's a heaviness. And, you know, if you don't know, you know, I am a Christian. I am a, you know, follower of Christ. And so, you know, a lot of things that I talk about, you know, I come from the Word of God. So that's just what it is, just who I am. But when I talk about weight, I want to bring up in the Bible, in Hebrews 12:1-2, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every weight and sin that so easily ensnares or entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is marked out for us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So that's really where I come from, you know, when it comes with the weight, because weight comes in all shapes, forms, and it's like, man, you know, when you don't know what you don't know, you'll be carrying something and not even realize it. You know, it could be your emotion, like emotional weight. You know, a lot of us, and you know, we walk around and deal with trauma that we don't even, like some of that stuff is suppressed. You know, we've had things that happened to us when we were children or just when we were younger. Or it might not even be something that happened in our childhood. It could have been something that was, you know, while you were a teenager or in your adult life where you had to deal with something that was so traumatic that you haven't been able to let go. It could have been, you know, the losing of, you know, maybe one of your parents passed away. You know, I'm 47 and my mom passed away, it'd be 12 years this year. So, you know, even though I was grown, it's still like, you know, I still feel like my mom left at an early age, you know what I'm saying? And so it's one of those things that sometimes you don't realize how much that affects you until you start doing other things, you start getting into this, getting into that, and you realize like, dang, you know, like for me, like, man, you don't realize how much you miss a parent until they're gone. Especially when that parent is always there, you know, you can call on them, they call you, calling you on your birthday, calling you to check on this, check on that, wondering why you ain't married yet, or when you gonna get married again, you know, in my case, when you gonna have kids. One of the conversations my mom had with me when she was in the hospital, like a few weeks before she passed, she was like, she looked at me and she said, "You don't want no kids, do you?" I say, "Huh? What are you talking about? Of course I want kids." And I say, "But I gotta be married." I say, "You know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna go out here and find me a little female, you know, a little woman, and go out here and make these babies." She said, no, you gotta be married." I say, "No, wait a minute, come on now. I done been there, done that. So let's go out here and make these babies. I ain't, trust and believe, I ain't got a problem putting in that work." You know what I'm saying? Fellas, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I can all go out here and you know, for the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I can be a laborer. I don't mind laboring all night long. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, she was like, nah, you gotta be mad. I'm like, "Oh, mama, come on now. Oh, you worry about the wrong stuff. I've already been down that road. You see how that happened. But as far as making the babies now, you know, But anyway, so, you know, but it's just those type of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't call her no more. I can't, you know, reach out. And so you don't realize that you carry that weight until you're faced with a situation or you dealing with something. It's like, dang, man. Man, I wish I could call, you know, my mom. I wish I could call my dad. Or I wish I could talk to my grandparents or, you know, a cousin of mine. Like, it's, we carry things every day and every night. So, you know, you got to think about it. And people look at people that are overweight and they feel like, oh man, they just sit around and eat all day, but that's just not the case. You know, it could be some medical that they dealing with. I was watching a young lady that was talking about her weight, and she was saying the reason why is because she had it was thyroid something. I don't know the medical term for it, but she just talked about what it was, which is why she, you know, at least she can't lose the weight like she would want to. You know, there's certain things she has to do. She just can't just, you know, sit back and just eat a salad and then that's it. You know, it's like you got to really be strategic. I can't say the word, but you got to really be particular on how you do it. You know what I'm saying? How you go about it to lose the weight. And so there's a lot of different variations of weight. And, you know, just because, you know, you don't have to have an eating problem or you don't care excess of 100 or 200 pounds over, don't mean you're not carrying weight. You know, and a lot of times we turn to different things that causes us, you know, to carry this weight. Like when we carrying weight, you know, we'll turn to alcohol, we'll turn to smoking, we'll turn to drugs. You know, I remember years ago I was trying to get a job as a security guard, but to be able to carry a concealed weapon. And in Texas, that's where I'm from, Texas, you know, a security guard can carry I forgot what they called it. It's something with a C, concealed. I mean, I know we can carry a concealed weapon, but it was something else. Anyway, there was a guy that was in the class with me, you know, to get the commission. Oh, I think it's a commission officer. That's what it is. Yeah. So anyway, we in the class, and oh my God, this dude was so nervous. I mean, when it came to them guns, he was like, I gotta take a break. I mean, he was out there puffing them cigarette after cigarette, because the guns made him nervous. Now, don't get me wrong, I was nervous too, because I didn't grow up around guns, and my mom even made me even more scared of them because she wouldn't allow me to play with them. So, of course, once I got older, and, you know, you kind of realize, like, yeah, guns kill people. Well, you know, they say people kill people, but still, the gun got a big part in it. So, because somebody got to pull the trigger, and when you pull the trigger, the purpose of the gun is to fire and do damage. And ultimately, you know, that's life taking. So I was nervous, but to see him, number one, I didn't even want to be nowhere near him when it came to a gun, because I'm like, bruh, where you shaking and smoking, woo-hoo, you going to shoot yourself just trying to put the gun in the holster. So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a weight. For whatever reason, he was so nervous and, you know, whatever, that he had to turn his cigarettes to really kind of keep him calm and to be able to give him some type of peace, which he didn't really have. But there was a deeper issue that was there, you know. And like I said, for me, my issue was I just didn't grow up with him. I didn't, you know, my mom didn't allow me to play with him. Now, when I did shoot, I actually wasn't a bad shot. So I was like, huh, okay. I don't think I got a few kills. But, you know, when you have those type of situations, you got to be able to overcome that. And that's why the Bible say, lay aside every weight. See, because we are carrying it, we are all carrying it at some given point in our lives. We got to learn to lay it aside, because laying it aside means it's in your way. You know, if you're driving down the street and there's a cone in the middle of the road, yeah, you can run it over, you know, but you're going to pull up, not maybe, it's okay, let's use something a little bit bigger, you know, maybe a tree branch or something. You're going to move, you're going to lay it aside. You're going to move it out your way. Why? Because it's causing, you know, you from getting to where you, oh my God, this is good. It's causing you to, it's keeping you from getting to where you have to be. Now, you could be like, ah, man, I'll go around. Yeah, but sometimes going around will cost you not only time, but it'll cost you, you know, maybe money. Because if you in a neighborhood and your house is literally a block away and this obstacle is in your way, and you mean tell me you're going to turn around and go all throughout the neighborhood, whatever, just to go another block? Man, please, I'm getting out the car and I'm moving that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can move it, you know, and that's the other thing. Sometimes things are too big, too heavy, that you need assistance with it. You know, young lady DM'd me and was talking about, she seen I was on my weight loss journey, and she was like, hey, are you going to have the surgery like I did? And I was like, oh, I didn't know you had the surgery. And I said, well, you know, my response was, I said, I'm not against it. I said, but it's not for me. But the reality of it is, you know, now if I was in a situation where I was on my deathbed and in the hospital, and they were like, well, the only way you're going to live is you're going to have to take, then okay, I mean, hey, do what you need to do so I can stay alive. But because I'm in my right mind, because I still have the use of my limbs, and I know what I need to do as far as pushing away from the table and eating, you know, because one of the reasons why I hadn't been on is because I hadn't been doing what I need to do. I hadn't been working out. I hadn't been eating healthy. I had been doing everything but doing the right thing. And the last thing I want to do is get on the mic and be talking to y'all about, you know, dealing with weight, losing weight, putting weight to the side or laying it aside, and I'm not doing anything. That'll make me a hypocrite, and I don't want to be a hypocrite to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to be very transparent with my journey and everything. Like, here's just the last month, I got on the scale and weighed myself every day. And to be honest, half of the month, I wasn't doing anything. As far as like working out or whatever, I was just getting on the scale. And I see the way it would go up, it would go down. Well, first it started going down, and I was like, okay. And it started going up. And then it started going, I was like, okay, all right. But once I noticed that when I started drinking more water and I started working out, then I started seeing the scale doing a little bit more. And I said, okay. So, but even on those days where the scale kept going up, I didn't try to hide it or be like, okay, well, I'm not going to get on the scale today. Because my purpose was to get on the scale every day. And, you know, this is a leap year. So last month had 29 days. So I got on the scale literally all 29 days. And, if y'all follow me, well, actually, I got a new Facebook page. So I'm going to put the link down in the description. But you can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah, but I'm going to have all those links down in the description. But, man, I'm telling y'all, I was very, very transparent on my journey, and I want to always continue to be transparent, because if you can't be honest with yourself, you sure ain't going to be honest with nobody else. So it was ideal for me to be honest and straight up so that I could be like, yo, I ain't doing right, so I want y'all to see that. When you don't do right, this is what happens. So, but basically, that's one of the reasons why I hadn't been on, why I hadn't recorded, because I just kind of been in, like, I ain't gonna call it depression. I just been in a funk. But I think sometimes we give big names too much power. I'm depressed, and I'm not depressed. I know exactly who I am, where I am. I'm not in this, I'm not just staring out the window like, oh, any day now, it's gonna be my last day. No. I'm just in a funk. Like, I look at it like this. It's like, basketball players. Matter of fact, Jason Tatum, they won a game the other day or yesterday or however, whenever y'all hear this, they had just won a game. I think they beat, who they beat? Kevin Durant team, Phoenix, I think they beat them. But he had a quote where he said, I'm glad my teammates held me down because I sucked today at shooting. So basically, he didn't shoot well that game, but yet the team won. And my point of saying that is, you're not going to be on it every day. You're not going to be, on fire, just hitting every bucket, five, slam dunks and layups and three-pointers. Sometimes you're going to be in a shooting slump. And it's okay, because you have to understand and know what your skill is. You have to believe that much in yourself and believe that much in the fact that you put in the work, you put in the time, you put in the dedication, the commitment, the consistency to do the work. And sometimes, the ball just don't fall for you for whatever reason. But that's why you have people around you that can lift you up. That's why you have people around you that good support team, because again, it's a team. It's about team. It's not, having individual stats are cool, but when you playing a team sport, it's about, hey, we all need to come together. We all got to score. We all got to, hold each other up, because I might not be, even though I might be the quote unquote star, I might be having a bad day. And I might need to lean on y'all. I might need y'all to hold me up, just like I'm going to hold y'all up. So that's really what it's all about, man. That's where I've been. I've just been in the slump. Like, like I said, I'm not depressed, because you got to be careful what you speak out your mouth. Because sometimes we get so down on ourselves, like, oh, I'm just depressed, or I'll never be this, or I'll never be that. Man, I've been dealing with this way for a long time. But I refuse to give up, because what I do know is, if I keep going, I'm going to have a breakthrough. And I know people will look at my life and be like, well, dude, you ain't done it by now. You just ain't going to do it. You 47, bro. You've been dealing with this all your life. But it don't matter, because I'm not stopping. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep going. Even doing this is encouraging, because, like I said, I had been so far removed from recording and everything. I had to try to go and get my mic together and I'm like, man, it's been so long since I've done this. What am I doing? I'm like, whoo, we just figured out, man, what we doing around here. But nevertheless, you know I wanted to get on, man. That's why I called it way overdue, because, you know, it's a heaviness, you know, and I named it the way I named it because it has been a heaviness not being able to record it, and or not, I ain't gonna say not being able to, but not recording. Because when I get notifications and emails about, you know, people downloading stuff, I'm like, dang, man. I have a following that people are following, or new people are chiming in to try to see who I am or what I do or what I talk about, but yet I'm not giving them anything. I'm not encouraging them. And my purpose and why I did it to begin with, I mean, I'm 2 years in the game now. You know, I started back in February 2022, and it's March 2024, and I'm all about encouraging and want to help and just want to shed light on some things. And, you know, I want y'all, man, you know, follow me on social media and, you know, send me a DM and be like, hey, I listen to your podcast. And, you know, it can be encouragement. It could be criticism, whatever. However you feel you need to say what you need to say, then, just say it. I'm not against any of it, because at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know what I possess, and I know what I bring to the table. So, you know, if it's negativity, I know how to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely welcome all the positivity, all the encouragement. And, you know, if there's something that you know, there's something that you feel the need, you want to talk about or whatever, man, we can talk about it. You know, that's why I call. Can't wait to talk, because I want to be able to encourage somebody. I want to be able to help somebody. I want to be able to pray with somebody. You know, if you need prayer, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. Always, you know, I'm always checking and like, you know, this, that, and the other. So, you know, definitely feel free to follow me and you know, just look out for the journey. And you know, and I'm definitely, things are getting greater. You know, I'm working on a book right now. It'll definitely be coming out this year. So be on the lookout for that. I've been waiting all my life. And it's a roller coaster. I'll just say that. It's not about my life. It's not an autobiography, but it's definitely an amazing, amazing book, and I'm excited about it. You know, I got a few more chapters I need to finish up, but other than that, man, I'm excited. So, man, I just wanted to get on. I just wanted to hop on. It's not going to be a long episode, but I just wanted to encourage everybody. I wanted to say thank you again for those who for my previous, you know, listeners who have chimed in, who have downloaded it, for the new ones who have downloaded, and I see Mexico is on the rise, you know, orderly, you know, I forgive me if I'm doing it wrong, I love my Hispanic people, man, you know what I'm saying, that brown skin, you know, hey, you know, but I love all nationalities, man. I got my passport last year, so I'm definitely going to be going somewhere where I got to use it this year. I don't know where yet, but I'm going somewhere. And, you know, y'all definitely going to be hearing more from me. So, much love. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I thank y'all for tuning in. And, you know, just be on the lookout. You know, Dumb Kizzy in the building. But y'all know what time it is. It's your boy. Ha! Yes, sir. All the way from Texas. Can't wait to talk. Guess what? We going to talk about it. Dumb Kizzy, let's get it.